Welcome to this Mini Sports Talk podcast, everyone, and I want to talk about the draft. And the Eagles at 21 select Jalen Reagor at TCU, and the kid's a stud. He's a good wide receiver. I'm a fan of this guy because of his speed, his playmaking, his kind of size, and where he could fit in an offense like this. And the Eagles' offense run lots of motion, lots of misdirections with the wide receivers, lots of sweep, lots of downfield play action plays, and that's great because that's what he excels at. This kid excels at downfield stuff. He's got elite breakaway speed, and it's truly awesome to see. Man broke 1,100 yards in 2018 to lead TCU to a playoff appearance, and they didn't have a quarterback at all throwing to him. The percentage quarterback throwing to Jalen Reagor was 31.4%. That's not his fault. Like the completion, it's not his fault, completion percentage. He still put up 1,100 yards that year, and he was an MVP of his team that year. He's a very good receiver, but I'm not going to lie. When I first saw this pick, for sure I was annoyed because you see the Cowboys at 17 take CeeDee Lamb, and I don't see where people blame the Eagles on this. Why is it the Eagles' fault that the Cowboys got CeeDee Lamb? If you were saying the Eagles could trade up in front of them to grab Lamb from them, sure. Who knew they were going to take Lamb? They didn't need Lamb. That's not their pick. But if say where the Eagles going to move up, who do you think you got to move? You got to move a first-round pick. You got to move a second-round pick. You got to move a fourth-round pick. And maybe a player or a player like Rasul Douglas in there. You're going to have to do a lot to get that pick. When people see CeeDee Lamb slipping, that he's going to become more valuable for bottom teams or for those teams down below. Because if they see him slip, well, they're going to say, well, if he's slipping, this team's going to go aggressive at him, so we're going to go aggressive back up the counteroffer. And that's what people probably did. I wouldn't be shocked if Howie sent a call out to some team or something like that, because why wouldn't he? It's CeeDee Lamb. But I'm not going to blame him for not taking him at 21. Him going 17 to the Cowboys is stupid for me for the Cowboys. They don't need CeeDee Lamb. They already have Amari Cooper. They already have Michael Gallup. This team lost Byron Jones, has an aging Jeff Heath. Leighton Vander Esch is injured the last 2 years. They need help. Robert Quinn is in criminal help or criminal, you know, just justice. He's always got a problem. He's going to jail probably for some other thing he did. I think another domestic violence, whatever it was. But you have players on this team that aren't always available, and they could have went big on defense early in this round. They could have taken Kenneth Murray, a linebacker they need. They could have taken Xavier McKinney, safety that they need in that draft. But no, they take CeeDee Lamb because they were going to block us from allowing to take him at 21. They saw him slipping, and they said, you know what? We can't have the Eagles have him in our division, so we're going to snag him. Good for them. Good for Jerry Jones. I hope he loves that pick. But it's better for us in the long haul. It's better for us in the long haul. Our team got the better fit. And Jalen Reagor has the speed to get by any of Dallas's cornerbacks as of right now. The kid is explosive. The kid's got what it takes to put up numbers, to be very aggressive and active in this offense, 100%. Think of like a Boston Scott, I would say, just DeSean Jackson-like physiques and just how they play. You get another DeSean Jackson on the outside. You put D-Jax on the outside, Reagor on the outside. If Jeffrey's going to play and you got Ward in the middle in the slot or Arcega Whiteside in the slot, it's not a bad receiving core if it all works out, and I'm sure it will. He's a good receiver. He's fast. He's got lightning speed, like I said before. He's a great route runner, and he's young. What was the first thing we came into the draft thinking about? Oh, we need a speedy young receiver. Well, there you go. Jalen Reagor is that speedy young receiver that's versatile, that can play inside, that can play outside, that can beat someone one-on-one downfield, that can win a jump ball. He's got a 42-inch vertical, this kid. He can go up there and get the football for Carson Wentz while being downfield, while having that elite speed, while running that 4-4 speed that he has. people down on him because he had a 4.47 combine speed, but he's faster than that. You've seen his game tape, game film, he's faster than that. If you go on YouTube and look up any type of Jalen Reagor highlights, you see this kid flies in the field. He's explosive, he's shifty, in and out, cuts are great. The kid's got what it takes to be a good receiver in the NFL. With a quarterback's coach, with a nice wide receivers coach working with him, and Carson Wentz working with him, and DeSean Jackson especially working with him, the kid can have a good future. He'll fit in this offense very well, and I'm excited about this pick. Obviously, again, it looks frowned upon by lots of Eagles fans because of the whole Cowboys thing, but it's a great pick. So I'm very excited to see what happens going forward with him. And I can't wait to get going here. Day two starting tonight. That's the second and third round picks. I want to see them go maybe safety linebacker. I'm not sure what they're going to do. There's going to be plenty of talent available. This draft is loaded with talent. And I'm excited for it. This is going to be a short podcast. I'm sorry about this, guys. But I hope you appreciate it. And if you want to go follow me on Instagram at Philadelphia Only. That's Philadelphia Only. You can type that in. I'll put that in the title below. And I have a nice breakdown. I wrote everything out. A nice breakdown of what I think of Jalen Reagor on that account. And I'll make sure I link my Twitter in here as well. But thank you guys so much for listening. Jalen Reagor's an Eagle. We should all be excited. And go Birds. Talk to you guys later.